Hey, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and today we're going to take a look at a couple of things from my blog and something else I didn't mention on there yet. Three things. Here we go. First one, how do I install Windows Server App Fabric using the Web Platform Installer? Second, how do I uninstall it if I choose to? And then third, after I've installed it and I want to use the App Fabric caching, how do I add a reference to those client libraries in App Fabric caching? So we're going to take a look at those things in that order. So let's begin with how do I install it. First of all, you can download an MSI. You can run the MSI. You can run the configure App Fabric thing. That all will totally work. It's okay. It's great if you're doing a production server. But there's a much, much easier way, and it's the Web Platform Installer. That's right, you go to Microsoft.com/web, you get this wonderful Web Platform Installer, and once you've installed it, you can download it from here. Once you've installed it, though, it's flippin' cool. Now, when you look at this, you can see like what's in the web platform. If you want to install stuff, you just go and customize, you can pick the things you want. It's totally great. Now, you might be asking, okay, well, where's App Fabric? If you watched the Endpoint TV episode where we walked through installation with the Web Platform Installer, you noticed there was another tab here. Now, I didn't realize this, but by default, that tab does not show. So if I go in here to Options and I select Enterprise, now when I click OK, we're going to go back, reload the feed, and there's an Enterprise tab. And guess what? App Fabric is right in there. There it is. So we can select that. We'll click Install, we accept the license terms, and wait. Okay, so one other thing I want to mention, that is, if you want to uninstall App Fabric, how do you uninstall it? In effect, if you come in here and look at the list of installed programs, you won't find it. You just look in here and you go, well, there's Microsoft App something. It's not there. So now the thing you have to remember is that App Fabric installs like a Windows update. So if you look at View Installed Updates, and then you find it right there, Windows Server App Fabric, that's how you uninstall this puppy. So I'm just going to click there and uninstall. This will take a little time, but it's easy to install it again. So that's how you can uninstall Windows Server App Fabric. Okay, what I want to do now is show you how you can add a reference to the client libraries for App Fabric cache. And you're thinking, Ron, isn't that easy? It should be easy, but it's not. Let me show you what I mean. First of all, if I go here to References and I say Add a Reference, if I look here in the .NET category, now you would think, all right, well, I know it's Microsoft dot, wait, it should be Microsoft dot application server, but there's nothing there. All right, so that's our first clue that this is a problem. So the next thing you go is, okay, well, I know where it installed this thing, right? So we'll just browse there. So let's browse on over to Windows System 32 App Fabric. Wait, it's not there. Wait, where's App Fabric? It's not showing up. Okay. I'm having a moment here. Let's try looking in Explorer. Okay, Windows System 32, and oh well, there it is right there. App Fabric, right? There's the DLL right there. Okay, no problem. I'm just going to copy this. We'll go over to Visual Studio, paste it in here, and dude, nothing. Okay, it's not working. Now, there's a lot of weirdness going on here. I'm not even sure I fully understand it. It has to do with the ways in which Windows kind of shuffles folders around. So I don't know all that. I can't even begin to explain it. Let me show you what I put on my blog about this. All right, so here's the entry. How to add a reference to application server caching client. Just remember, if you want to search for that on Bing or your favorite search engine, all you got to do is find this little magical phrase right here. This is the phrase, my friends, that will unlock the door. So if we come over here and I paste this in, winder, percent winder, whack, sysnative, whack, app fabric. And guess what? I put it in there, okay, we can get rid of that. I am now in the AppFabric directory, you can see here. And there it is, the client library and the core library, need both of them. And now, they're in my project. Now, in the actual docs for AppFabric, the writers told you to go into your Visual Studio project using an XML editor and tweak it and manually add this. You don't have to do that, okay? Just remember that simple little magical thing. Let me show you again. I put it in here, Winder, SysNative, AppFabric, and there you go. You are there, my friends, all right? So that's how you add a reference to Windows Server AppFabric in your project. Okay, and so that is it for a look at my blog this week and kind of what has been going on. Next week, we've got some cool stuff coming up for you. We're going to be taking a look at how some of the Microsoft products are using Windows Workflow Foundation to get great results in their products. And you'll see how Visual Studio Team System is using Workflow to do builds, how Microsoft Dynamics AX is using it in an ERP platform, and how Microsoft Dynamics CRM is using it to make CRM extensible for people. So we'll see you next week on Endpoint TV.